September 1st, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, when souls acknowledge graces they receive as special gifts from me, the graces are strengthened and perpetuated. Nothing is outside of the realm of possibility where grace is concerned. Those of sound faith understand this. So many do not receive the full benefit of these messages and of all that is offered here, as they lack the faith to believe. It is when many oppose you that you should pray and ask for the faith to act on holy inspiration. Trust and have faith in my omnipotent power. Never be afraid to approach me. When you petition assistance from Jesus, the Holy Mother, the angels, and the saints, you are asking me for help as well. All of heaven receives the glory of my grace and stands ready to help. No prayer is unheard. My divine will always dictates any response to prayer. I see into hearts, and I know best what you need for your own salvation. You must trust in my fatherly instincts. A note is given to read Psalm 102, 8 through 14. All the day my enemies taunt me. Those who deride me use my name for a curse. For I eat ashes like bread, and mingle tears with my drink. Because of your indignation and anger, for you have taken me up and thrown me away. My days are like an evening shadow. I wither away like grass. But thou, O Lord, are enthroned forever. Your name endures to all generations. You will arise and have pity on Zion. It is the time to favor her. The appointed time has come. For your servants hold her stones dear and have pity on her dust. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.